The day after a 20-point victory in Jacksonville, head coach Gary Kubiak goes to the podium at Reliance Stadium for his customary day-after press conference and answers all sorts of questions from reporters.
Will this one be special for you?
They're all special.
Was this one
I'm sure I'll know the streets and where to walk to the locker room and see a lot of people on the field, you know, but I'll be wrapped up in the game, I promise you that. I mean, like I said, they're such a fine football team. It's a great test for us early in the season because I know how difficult it is to play there, the noise, and obviously the good team that we're playing. So we're going to have to be, you know, darn good this Sunday, and our team knows that. I thought we really had a good focus today right out of our meetings, correcting our mistakes at Jacksonville and getting a head start on Wednesday. I think they know that.
You should have beaten them 2 years ago, and y'all blew it at the end. Is altitude a real thing, or is that just something they use for opponents?
I don't think so, John. I mean, I think it's been proven that if you think you're going to go to altitude early or something like that and get used to it, that doesn't work. But just to fly in town on Saturday and play on Sunday, I don't think it affected us last time we were there. I just don't think we played very good in the fourth quarter, especially as a football team, and we got ourselves beat. So, there's no excuses, no anything. I mean, we got to play good football, and we got to do it at their place. So we play a lot of people anyway. I mean, that's what our team, that's the way we're built. I mean, we play a lot of people.
Coach, how did you and Coach Benton and when did y'all decide to go with the rotation you used at guard with Jones and Caldwell, and how'd you grade them out?
When was the decision made? I don't know. Sometime late in the week, last week, we talked about it. First off, Ben's been playing very good. Been showing a lot of signs. You suit seven linemen on game day. We felt like he deserved an opportunity to get a few series and see if we could continue to see his progress as a player. And we did. He played good. He played 30 plays, I think, 32 plays. Gump played like 50-something plays, and he played better than he did last week. So that was encouraging. So all six of our guys up front played well for us to run the ball the way we did. And like I said, we're just kind of built that way as a team. You know, you see what Ben came in and did yesterday and the way he played. Garrett Graham's playing very good. We're giving OD a lot of breaks. We believe in our young receivers. We're giving Andre a break. So that's just kind of how we're built right now. And we got fresh guys on the field we have confidence in. And as they get better, we should get better.
Did you do similar things with some of your younger defensive players early in the game? You had Crick and Jameson out there. They didn't play much the rest of the game, but they were out there early.
Yeah, we're definitely rotating. I mean, obviously, there weren't enough snaps to go around defensively for them. That's a good thing, you know, in the game. But, we played Jameson for JJ and for Antonio, and we want Crick. I think Crick, you know, got to play, but I think he still only got to play about 8 or 9 plays because of the number of plays that we played defensively. But we're going to play a lot of guys. Earl Mitchell played well. He comes in for Sean. So, you know, if you suit up for us, you know you're going to get time, and I think that's important. It keeps everybody involved in what we're doing and having an opportunity to contribute.
At the end of the first half, what were you contemplating? What was the decision? What were you trying to figure out as you ended up letting the clock run and take the delay?
Well, I knew I wasn't going to kick the field goal. It would have been 58 yards. I definitely wasn't going to do that. It was pouring down rain. I wanted to run another play, but I wanted to do it with 1 second. You know, I didn't want to give him the ball back at that point. So I was trying to let it go down and send Matt back out there, and I kind of did him wrong on time, you know, time-wise, but I just didn't want to do anything at that point at 17-0 to give them any momentum going into halftime. And had the game been going different, you know, 17-14, 17-17, probably run the play right away. But at that point with what was going on, just didn't want to give them any momentum. So,
can you talk about some of the mistakes you wanted to correct, Coach, as you reviewed?
Well, first thing that jumps at me is special teams-wise, Mark, we've got some issues that we've got to get straightened out that are going to really hurt us coming up here if we don't. We had numerous penalties, I think 3 or 4, that hurt us in the return game. And, so that's a big point of emphasis today here in the meeting. Other than that, you know, we got some things going on, you know, offensively. I thought Matt got hit a few too many times. He did a great job of getting rid of the ball. We come out of the game with no sacks. But a lot of that had to do – we did some good stuff up front, but a lot of it had to do with also Matt getting rid of the ball, so that's something we're concentrating on. And then in the third quarter, we had a sequence there where, you know, they punt to us, we get a penalty. We get backed up offensively, we get a penalty. We go 3 and out. Defensively, we give up 2 plays. We had a sequence in there where we let a football team right back in the game, a 17-7 game when we were – you know, getting after them pretty good and playing pretty good. So it's a good reminder. We need to come out of the locker room better in the second half. We kind of did it last week, you know, also.
Coach, can you talk about JJ? And
he's exceptional. I mean, he was just as good this week as he was last week. You know, he's factoring in the game just incredible, whether it's a tip ball, getting a turnover, a sack. I mean, just, you know, it's one thing to play plays and play well, but he's such a big play guy. And, you know, he played extremely well again. So he's, you know, he's had two as good outings as you could possibly have.
Coach, yesterday after the game, Arian said that he tells Ben Tate all the time that he could start for a lot of teams in this league. How much of an advantage is it to have two running backs like that?
It's really big, Nick. You know, especially yesterday, it's pretty warm, you know, pretty humid out there, especially after it rained. And, you know, it keeps a fresh guy in there. And a lot about playing back in this league is not only getting what you're supposed to get, but getting more than you're supposed to get. You know, when something's not there, you got to make a great play. And nobody did that better than Ben yesterday. Ben touched the ball 12 times. He was our offensive player of the game. That's the type of factor he was in the game every time he touched it. And I think he caught three or four balls. So, you know, it's big for our team. We know we can count on him. Justin Forsett came in and ran well. So, you know, like I said, it goes back to our philosophy of playing a lot of guys and trusting a lot of players.
He's only had one regular season game so far, and I'm sure you're going to watch him tonight, but what have you seen out of Peyton Manning? Obviously, there are a lot of questions about if he's going to be the same player, you know, coming back this year.
Like the same guy to me. I've just watched him briefly. You know, I watched him against San Francisco in the preseason and, you know, last week against Pittsburgh, and he looks the same to me, and he's on a fine football team. John's built a hell of a team over there, and I think he's brought, you know, tremendous leadership to a good young football team, and it shows, you know, playing with a lot of poise.
Last year there were 13 defensive linemen or linebackers drafted, and Watt, Alden Smith, and Von Miller have had the biggest impact. How did you grade Miller coming out of A&M? Has he done what you thought he was going to do?
Yeah, he's been exceptional, John. I mean, we thought the world of him. Reggie and Wade did. I mean, we had him up there as high as any player in the draft. And, you know, he's a playmaker. They're playing him a little bit everywhere. He plays a different linebacker spots and nickel. He's up roaming around. I've just briefly watched him today, but – you know, he's the guy that they're going to find a way to get free in their defense, and the best thing he does is get after the quarterback. So we'll be playing a group that's built a lot different than what we played last week. A lot of, you know, mid-sized players, very fast players, quick-type guys. You know, got Doomerville in there, so that's how they're built.
As Watt gets better and gets more attention and teams spend more time on him and put more people on him, shouldn't that open things up for your other guys?
Yeah, and I think really when you look at JJ's success, you got to look at Antonio. You know, you got to look at Sean. Those guys, you know, Connor and Brooks right now. I mean, you know, to me, they're playing extremely well, John. This team we played yesterday paid so much attention to them, chipping them. You know, they have those tight ends that are such good players, and they were constantly chipping Connor and chipping Brooks to, you know, so that they could help in pass protection. And when you got that going on, somebody's got to get a lot of one-on-ones. You know, so I think J.J. would be the first one to tell you that, you know, he'd give his teammates a lot of credit for what's happening for him.
A guy like Miller, when they move him around like that, how do you combat something like that?
I don't know. So we got to go up there and figure out here tonight. So we'll see.
Coach, you obviously grade your guys' performances a lot, but how would you grade the replacement refs a couple of weeks in?
I mean, that's not my place. You know, I got to worry about my football team. I think, as I told y'all before, I think they're busting their tail, doing the best possible job they can do, and I got to worry about the football.
But you don't have to coach them more than you coach your own guys.
Do what?
But you don't feel like you have to coach the refs more than you coach your own guys.
No, that's not my job. No.
Coach, what does it say about J.J. Watt's talent that, you know, in the first week he got his hands on four different balls, and this week after they have to have prepared for that, he still did it again twice.
Yeah, and what he does is when he can't get to the quarterback, he does a great job of keying the quarterback's eyes, you know, when they get three-step drop and stuff. You know, he just has a way of finding his eyes. And, you know, J.J.'s so long, tall and long to begin with. And, you know, it's just he's doing an exceptional job of it. You know, we felt like they did a few things to try to get his hands down, but he's just such a good athlete and player that he finds a way to do it. And, you know, the good news is we got everybody doing it right now. So, you know, we got some other guys getting their hand on the ball too.
Regarding Tate, do you think yourself and Matt have more confidence in him in the passing game, working him into the mix on screens and everything you're throwing his way?
Yeah, I mean, I have just as much confidence in him as Arian or Justin, you know, as far as run, throw, those type of things. Ben's got great hands. Ben understands pass protection. He's become a three-down type player, and that's what makes Arian such a great player, a three-down player, nickel, never leaving the field. So, I mean, I don't call or do anything any different with those guys in the game. I think they both have maybe certain strengths that may be a little bit different, but I don't really, you know, change what I do. You know, so I think Ben's just as capable of catching the ball and making big plays also.
Regarding the offensive lineman I was asking about earlier, is that the plan moving forward, and exactly what is the rotation with Caldwell and Jones?
Yeah, we're going to continue to play those six guys right now, and I think Ryan Harris is coming along. He's only been with us for a short period of time. What is that rotation? I mean, I don't know. There will be one, so we'll see.
Do you think that tackle with Newton, how'd you grade him out? Would you say he's maybe ahead of, you know, a better run blocker at this point than pass blocker, or any analysis like that?
Well, what you're looking for in this league is when you watch players, you want to see growth. You know, Miami was Newton's first time ever to start an NFL game, and there was some good, and there was obviously some not so good. To watch him go from that game to the next game was exceptional. Now, he still made mistakes in this game. He still got a long ways to go. But just to watch him go correct himself, that's what you're looking for. And as I told you all along, that's the thing we really like about him. We like his upside. Because he played at a small school, he's had to come a long way football knowledge-wise, but the talent is there, and the more plays and snaps he plays, he should get better, and we saw signs of that, you know. Now he's got a different test this week. Got two great pass rushers, one on each side.
Coach, Andre, three catches yesterday, not really too many shots down the field. Was it mostly what Jacksonville was taking away from you guys, or was it mostly just the game plan itself and the way it played out that it was taking those away?
Well, first off, we always, you know, try to get Andre involved with us, you know, regardless of who we're playing. You know, it's very important. But, you know, they played us in a bunch of two deep. And like I said, we felt like we'd have to go in there and execute pass game, dink and dunk the ball a little bit, not sit back there and hold it. That's what we did. And, you know, so that's the way it came out. But I promise you, there's nobody any happier than Andre the way we won. You know, I know he'd like to catch a bunch of balls, but he wants to win too.
The Jaguars didn't act like your sugar huddle bothered them, but they said you tricked them by having so many short plays instead of doing what you usually do. Could you talk about the idea behind your sugar huddle and what made it work so well?
Well, we wanted to push the tempo of the game is what we wanted to do, John. We wanted to come out of the game with more snaps than we may normally average in a game, so we're trying to push the tempo that way. Obviously, we got 80, I think 84, 85 offensive snaps, and, you know, so that was accomplished from that standpoint. At the same time, you know, we didn't want to, we're on the road, we didn't want to, you know, flip personnels a bunch, that type of thing. It's just, you know, you go in there every week with an idea of what you think it's going to take to win that game. So it was just a mindset going into that particular game and something we're capable of doing all the time. So hopefully we gain some confidence in it.
On Trent and Holiday, have you and Joe had any different thoughts about him through six games with the number of, or is the number of mishandles and balls that haven't been caught cleanly, is that a concern for you too?
Well, like I said, I'm concerned special teams wise, you know, and Trendon's part of that. You know, he mishandled a punt yesterday when we had them backed up right before the half, and then, of course, the one that hits GQ, that's his responsibility to go get GQ out of the way. So, yeah, I mean, that's his part of the bargain, but we've got other issues in special teams that could help him be more successful too. So, like I said, we're going to have to play better there. Hopefully we get Brayman back this week. He's been unable to get going right now, but he did work today, so hopefully he comes back and can help us out.
Nothing came up after the game injury-wise that you weren't aware of yesterday?
Just Dobbins. Dobbins got a little hamstring, so we won't know till Wednesday.
Are you worried about your average per carry? It's down almost a yard from last year.
We got a long way to go, you know, John. I mean, we're committed to it, so we're going to run the ball. Well, we run it yesterday 40-something times. You know, hopefully along the way we'll make some big plays to get that type of thing up there. So, you know, I worry about a lot of things, but hopefully that average comes up with our play.
A lot of people are throwing the ball around so much, all 5,000-yard passers, you being an ex-quarterback. Why is it you believe so strongly in the run instead of throwing it all over the place?
Well, I think it depends on how your team's built, John. You know, what type of team you put together. I mean, I've got a running back there making a good living that he needs to touch the ball. So, I mean, and I think one of the strengths of our guys up front is running the football. And we got a defense that if we don't put them out on the field very long, they're going to play very, very well. So, You know, I think it depends on how you're built and what you guys, what you believe in as a staff and what your players believe in. And but I'll tell you one thing, I think we feel like we can do both on a given day. I mean, if we got to go throw it to win, we'll go throw it, you know. But we're going to play our brand of football and hopefully find a way to get a W.